Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge. Text 13. Mahatmanas tumam partha.
Mahatmanas tumam partha.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam. Translation. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this effected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Translation again. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Hare Krishna. So we welcome you on the most auspicious occasion of Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, which is also this year the 40th anniversary of the installation of the beautiful deities here in Dallas, Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji. Sri Sri Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. By the divine hand and desire of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, I've selected today's verse because it relates both to Srila Prabhupada and Srimati Radharani and all of us. The verse follows the previous verse in by way of contrast. The previous verse, text 12, Mogasha Moga Karmano, Moga Jnana Vichetasa, Rakshasim Asurim Chaiva, Prakritim Mohinim Shrita. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated. Thus bewildered. Text 12 is explaining the bewilderment of those described in text 11. Avajananti mamudha manushim tanum ashritam parambhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. So, those who are bewildered take shelter of the material energy. And those who are Mahatmas, or great souls, take shelter of the divine nature. And that is success in life. In 1976, I arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada to speak at Birla House in Bombay. The Birlas were the wealthiest family in India then, at least. And before the program, I met with Mrs. Birla, Gopi Kumari Birla, and presented her a list of possible topics on which Srila Prabhupada could speak. So she scanned the list of about 12 or 20 topics, and she chose how to be successful. And I was struck because the Birlas and the people that they would invite to the program are people whom we would believe are successful, are already successful. But she thought that they would want to know how to be successful or how to be more successful, which indicated to me that they were not satisfied with their present level of success. They wanted to be more successful. And that is the material nature. One is never satisfied. In maybe the 1950s and 1960s, the richest man in the world was John Paul Getty. And one reporter asked him, "Can you tell us in one word, what is your philosophy of life?" And he replied, "Yes, I can. More." He wanted more. That means he wasn't satisfied. So I knew that Srila Prabhupada could speak on any topic. I just made up 10 or 20 topics, and she chose how to be successful. And of course, before the program, I informed Srila Prabhupada. And he gave a very interesting definition of success. He said that there are two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. The material energy is personified by Durga Devi, and the spiritual energy is personified by Srimati Radharani. Durga is sometimes translated as fortress or prison. The material world is like a prison for the conditioned souls. And Durga is the warden of the prison. In the talk, Srila Prabhupada said that she is always depicted on her lion carrier, holding a trident or Trishul, with which she pierces the demons. And the three prongs of the trident are the threefold miseries of material existence. We are always being pricked or pierced by the threefold miseries of material existence. We're being punished for rebelling against the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada said that success means to transfer ourselves from the control of the material energy, personified as Durga Devi, to the control of the spiritual nature, or Srimati Radharani. And how is this effected? The Bhagavad Gita says, Devi hiesha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya. The material energy consisting of the three modes is very difficult to cross over. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. But one who surrenders to me, Krishna says, can easily cross over. So we have to surrender to Krishna. But the question could be raised, how do we surrender to Krishna? We surrender to Krishna by surrendering to someone who has surrendered to Krishna, or to someone who has surrendered to someone who has surrendered to Krishna. That is parampara. One who is under the divine nature is a mahatma. And as Srila Prabhupada says, one develops the qualities of a mahatma by association with a mahatma or mahatmas. So who is a mahatma? We have to be able to identify one. When Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Bombay, 1973, a very prominent Hindu gentleman came to hear him. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, India's a land of mahatmas. India should be flourishing. But in spite of the presence of so many mahatmas, India has so many problems. People are suffering. What is the reason? And Srila Prabhupada replied, the reason that you are suffering is because you do not know who is a real mahatma. You cannot distinguish who is an actual mahatma. So the qualities of a mahatma are mentioned in the present verse and in the next verse. But he is fully engaged in the service of the Lord Krishna. And he does not divert his attention to anything else. Bhajanti ananya manaso, he renders devotional service without deviation of mind. So that is a more advanced stage, but it is a stage for which we all aspire, to engage in devotional service without deviation of mind. But we are extremely fortunate here because Sri Sri Radhakala Chanji are so beautiful, and the culture of deity worship here is so surcharged with devotion that our minds are easily attracted to the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radhakala Chanji. And we are also extremely fortunate that we have so many nice devotees who can sing and play musical instruments very melodiously. And thus, it is very easy for our minds to be attracted to the kirtan. So, what a blessing! What a blessing! If we were walking down the street trying to fix our mind on Krishna, it might not be so easy. But in the beautiful temple room here, so wonderfully designed under the guidance of Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, I, Sri Sri Radhakala Chanji Ki Jai. It is very easy to be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So, and this Bhajantyananya Manaso is taken to apply even on the spiritual platform, that pure devotees of Radha and Krishna do not divert their minds even to other forms of Krishna. They are fixed on Krishna. And here I will cite a pastime of Krishna that took place at Govardhan Hill during the Rasa Lila. Krishna left the arena of the Rasa dance and hid himself in the bushes or trees near Govardhan Hill. Because the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis are filled with playful sports, like children play hide and seek. So Krishna was playing hide and seek with the gopis. But of course, the intensity of feeling is extremely high. The gopis would become mad in separation from Krishna. But that madness was also transcendental and ecstatic. So when Krishna slipped away. The gopis came out looking for him. They were very determined to find that rascal, Krishna. And the Shastra describes that they were like a phalanx of soldiers on the march looking for Krishna. So, and they were coming right to the spot where Krishna had hid in the bushes. And Krishna knew that they would find him. So before they found him, he came out from the bushes, and he assumed the four-handed form of Lord Narayan, Vishnu. And when the gopis saw him from a distance, they thought, oh, there is Krishna, because the complexion, the hue of Vishnu and Krishna is the same. But when they got close, they saw, oh, this isn't Krishna. This is Lord Narayan. Their feelings of ecstatic love abated. So as a formality, they offered respect. Namaskar. And they said, oh, Lord Narayan, we're looking for Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? No, no reply. So they left. They were fixed on Krishna. Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. But soon thereafter, Radharani came. Again, Krishna was hiding in the bushes. And he knew when Radharani comes, she'll also be able to find me. So he did the same thing, assumed his glorious four-armed form as Narayan. And when Radharani approached him and looked at him and he looked at her, he could not maintain his two extra arms. His love for Srimati Radharani was so overpowering that he could not maintain his four-handed form. And this pastime, there are others as well, but this pastime illustrates the fact that Srimati Radharani is the favorite of all of Krishna's devotees, of all of the young gopis of Vrindavan. As we sing in Srila Rupa Goswami's beautiful poem, Gokula Tarine Mandala Mahite, that among all the beautiful young damsels of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani is the greatest. Mandala Mahite. So this is, it's really hard to speak about Srimati Radharani because she's the greatest devotee of Krishna. But we can become qualified to approach her service by serving her servants, by serving the Mahatmas who have taken shelter of her, who have taken shelter of the divine nature, Daivi Prakriti. And by serving them, we also come under her shelter indirectly. But it is both direct and indirect, because it is her, it is the Daivi Prakriti, but it is also under the Mahatmas. And the same principle operates in the spiritual world. When that fortunate moment comes, when we are actually able to enter the service of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world, we will be under superior guidance. Once when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was touring in South India, he came to a place where all the local people were telling him, there is a great devotee of Ram here. He is always in ecstatic feelings of love for Sri Ram. You should meet him. So, he met him, and he asked the devotee, your relationship with Ram, is it direct, or is it under some supervision of some other devotee? And he said, no, it is direct. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented, he may be a pretender, because one will always serve the Lord under superior guidance. Even if one is a devotee of Lord Ramachandra, one will serve under Hanuman, depending on his service, his mood of service, and his swarup. He'll serve under Hanuman, or under Lakshman, or under Sita Devi, not directly. And that was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasana Dasa. He said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Shudra, I'm not a Brahmachari or a Grihastha or a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi, but I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. So that principle operates here in the material world. We have our parampara, and also in the spiritual world. Srila Narottam Das Thakur describes in one of his beautiful songs when he will enter the spiritual world, and his guru will present him. His guru in gopi form, manjari form, will present him to Rupa Goswami in manjari form, Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari will ask, who is this new girl? So, I have brought her. You kindly engage her. And so Rupa Manjari will take that new girl and train her and engage her. And Rupa Manjari also is under, you could say, Lalita Devi, Lalita Sakhi. So there's a whole parampara, even in the spiritual world. And the same relationships that we have here are replicated, in essence, in the spiritual world as well. We find in the past times of Lord Chaitanya, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. He's described by Srila Jiva Goswami as Antar Krishna Bahya Gauri. He is in the mood of Radharani, which means always thinking of Krishna. And every devotee in Vrindavan is always thinking of Krishna. But Srimati Radharani is the leader in always thinking of Krishna. So when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates from the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, also descended to assist him in his pastimes here. And the same devotees who appeared in cowherd families in Vraj mainly appeared in Brahmin families on earth. But the same relationships were reenacted. We can take the example of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He was born in a very wealthy family, and he's the only son of his father and uncle. But eventually he escaped and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, and he became an assistant to Swarup Damodar Goswami in service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in their internal identities in Krishna Lila, Raghunath Das Goswami is Rati Manjari, and Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Sakhi. And so that same relationship and ultimately serving Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. Then later, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wound up his pastimes on earth, Raghunath Das Goswami felt so much separation, and not just from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but from the other associates of Mahaprabhu, who also left soon thereafter, that he thought, what is the use of living? And he decided to go to Govardhan Hill and give up his life by jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill, which was higher then. But before doing Yes, it's described that every day Govardhan Hill shrinks, the size of a mustard seed, out of feelings of separation. Now, feelings of separation are a very central point in Krishna consciousness. So Raghunath Das Goswami went, but before giving up his life, he wanted to see for one last time the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And when he met them, they spoke to him. They accepted him as their younger brother. They said, please don't give up your life. You had so much intimate association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. You know so many things that we don't know. You witness so many things that we never saw. You stay with us and speak to us about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Sanatana Goswami himself, he had also considered committing suicide, Vaishnav suicide, by throwing himself under the wheels of Lord Jagannath's chariot during the Rath Yatra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the omniscient Lord, understood his mind without Sanatana Goswami's having said anything. And he said that if I could attain Krishna by giving up my body, I would give up hundreds and millions of bodies. But one cannot attain Krishna in that way. One can attain Krishna only by pure devotional service. So you stay in your body and you engage in devotional service, and that will make you eligible to serve Krishna. And Mahaprabhu said, I have so many things that I want to achieve, but I am here in Puri in obedience to the wish of my mother. So I want to achieve those things through your body. You have already given your body to me. You've surrendered your body to me. Is it proper that after you give something to someone, you take it back? Or destroy it? Please. So when Raghunath Das Goswami met Rupa and Sanatan, so Sanatan may have shared his experience with him, would have shared his experience with him. And so Raghunath Das Goswami stayed. And he was especially under the care of Rupa Goswami. Just the same thing. In the spiritual world, Rati Manjari serves Radharani and Krishna, but mainly Radharani under Rupa Manjari. Same in Govardhan. And when Rupa Goswami left, Raghunath Das Goswami was in such terrible separation. He felt the whole world is empty. The two things most dear to Raghunath Das Goswami were Govardhan Hill and the divine Radha Kund. And in the absence of Rupa Goswami, he wrote that that delightful Govardhan Hill was just like a python. And divine Radha Kund was just like the gaping jaws of a tiger. So these feelings of separation are very central to Krishna consciousness. And they are the mood of our line, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the six Goswamis, and of all of the followers of the six Goswamis. Srinivasacharya has written of the six Goswamis, their mood. He Radhe Rajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha. Sri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kutaha. Iti Sarvato Rajapure Ke Dyair Mahavivalo Bande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalago. They were roaming all over Vrindavan and shouting very loudly, Hey Radhe, O Radharani, Rajadevi Ke, Queen of Vrindavan. Hey Lalita, Hey Vishaka, where are you? Are you on the groves along the Yamuna River, or are you by the side of Govardhan Hill? These were their moods in executing Krishna consciousness. And those feelings of separation are possible only when we develop some attachment. Lord Krishna himself gave the example when he disappeared from the rasa dance, why he did so. And he says that if someone is poor and then with great difficulty he amasses some wealth and then loses the wealth, he will always be thinking of that wealth that he lost. So sometimes we may take things for granted. In fact, we may not even realize their value until we lose them. Sometimes it happens we may misplace our japa mala. Then we think, oh, where are my beads? Where are my beads? Guru Maharaj chanted on these beads. Where are my beads? But there has to be some attachment. If there's no attachment, then we won't feel separation. So by the process of bhakti yoga, sadhana bhakti, we develop our attachment for Krishna. First for the practices of devotional service, and then for Krishna and his associates directly. And then we can feel separation. If there's attachment, and then the curtains close, you go, oh, why did they have to close? Why couldn't they keep them open? If there's no attachment, no attachment means there can never be no attachment. No attachment means some other attachment. If we're really attached to going home and having some nice prasad, but we don't want to leave before the aarti's over because it would look bad, then within ourselves, we'll be thinking, oh, when are they going to close the curtain? I want to get out of here. But if one's attachment is for Radha Kala Chanji, then, oh, no, not now, not now. So that is... the process of bhakti yoga is meant to increase our attachment for Krishna. And then Krishna, by his own arrangement, will arrange separation to further increase our attachment. And then when our feelings of separation reach the required point of intensity, he will manifest himself again and fulfill the heart's desire of the devotee. And so there is always that dynamic of meeting and separation. But when there is Krishna consciousness, thinking of Krishna and his associates, it is all ecstasy, whether meeting or separation, both are occasions of ecstasy. So I will conclude with one last story, and then there may be time. Nityananda Prabhu has informed me that the next event will be at 10. We will ask our learned God brothers if they would like to add anything. But yes, when we were in Calcutta with Srila Prabhupada, the landlord of the building where we were staying, Mr. Singh Roy, he was a Bengali man with his own ideas of spiritual life. And so he had a talk with Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Achyutananda Swami. And Achyutananda Swami wasn't quite sure how to respond to what Mr. Singh Rai said, so he approached Srila Prabhupada. We were all in that room, still there, in 3 Albert Road. And he explained that Mr. Singh Rai had said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the origin of Radha and Krishna. They come from him. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually greater than Radha and Krishna. Just like Rasagula is greater than milk and sugar. So Achyutananda Swami asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the position? And Srila Prabhupada replied that actually Radha and Krishna come first. The same example, first the milk and sugar exist, and then they combine to become a Rasagula. Yes, first Radha and Krishna exist, then they combine to become Lord Chaitanya. And then Achyutananda asked, and then who's the greatest? Srila Prabhupada closed his eyes, paused for a moment, and he looked up. He pointed to a picture on the wall that showed Radharani sitting on an elevated platform and Krishna kneeling at her feet, begging for her favor. And Srila Prabhupada said, Radharani. Radharani is the greatest. And then He pointed to another picture of Krishna carrying the chapels of Nanda Maharaj on his head. And then he said, Nanda Maharaj is the greatest. And then he said, the devotee is the greatest. So in the material world, the servant is always the servant. And the master is always the master. In the material world, if a rich man has a chauffeur, the chauffeur is always the driver, and the rich man is always the passenger. But in the spiritual world, on the absolute platform, just as the devotee takes pleasure in serving Krishna, Krishna takes pleasure in serving the devotee. Krishna becomes the driver. He takes the reins of the chariot and he becomes Parthasarathi, the driver of Partha, Arjuna. And in Vrindavan also, sometimes the cowherd boys play and who's ever defeated has to carry the winner on his shoulders. And sometimes Krishna's defeated. He has to carry one of the cowherd boys on his shoulders. But this is a pleasure for Krishna. And sometimes the gopis also, they rebuke Krishna with crooked words, like I said earlier, rascal. And that is also service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna, he gets disgusted. People are always offering him worship with awe and reverence and reciting Vedic hymns. Sometimes Krishna also wants to be chided, but who is going to chide Krishna? Only a devotee. So some very special devotee will serve Krishna in that way by accusing him. And that is a service to Krishna. That service gives Krishna more pleasure. So Srila Prabhupada said the Mayavadis, they want to become one with God, with Krishna. What is that, becoming one with Krishna? We can become father of Krishna, mother of Krishna, can become master of Krishna. Of course, always in the mood of service. In that role, Krishna enjoys being subservient. And because Srimati Radharani is the greatest devotee, Krishna derives the greatest pleasure in being subservient to her. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami prays. This is not something that we usually discuss, but it's a special occasion. But he prays to see the beautiful face of Krishna decorated by the red lack, it's like a red paint, from Radharani's lotus feet. The idea is like that picture that was in Srila Prabhupada's room, that when Radharani is in her mood of jealous anger or pride, man, this type of ecstasy, So Krishna will be so desperate to win her favor that he will put his head at her lotus feet, and some of the red paint will come on his head. So Raghunath Das Goswami prays that, when will I be engaged in the service of Srimati Radharani, when Lord Krishna comes and beautifies his head by the red black from Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So that is our mood of our line. I mean, devotees do sing songs from Vraj, which is quite all right. But there's one in particular, Radhe Radhe Shyam Malade, that's not at all in our mood. That it, Radhe Radhe or Radharani, you know, please take me to Krishna. I mean, but our mood is more, oh Krishna, please give me the service of Radharani, so I can see your beautiful face decorated with the red lac from her lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharajas, any comments? Questions from anyone?
That we should be pirates of finding Krishna. The most ardent desire should be to find Krishna. In Goloka, I understand from what Srila Prabhupada said that half of Goloka is Radha Krishna pastimes and half is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Which one would be considered more desirous? To be, find Krishna in the mood of Radha, or to find Krishna himself? And in that respect, where does our attraction to Krishna through Guru fit in to this attractivity?
Well, yes, Krishna manifests himself through the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the transparent medium to Krishna. Once when Srila Prabhupada came to the Los Angeles temple and the devotees lined up along the pathway, and Srila Prabhupada would walk through them and they would each hand him a flower, and then he would hand the flowers back to them. And one of the disciples commented to Srila Prabhupada that, you know, that the devotees love you so much. They're just so attracted by your transcendental qualities. And Srila Prabhupada replied, that is Krishna's trick. Meaning, yes, Krishna attracts us through the spiritual master whom we can see and have personal relations with. But as far as our destination in perfection, that depends on our attraction. But it is not that one is limited, that either I'll be in Radha Krishna Leela in Vrindavan or Gaur Leela. It's not like that. Srila Prabhupada said that in the liberated condition, the soul has immense potencies. And just as Raghunath Das Goswami is Raghunath Das Goswami in Chaitanya Leela and is Rati Manjari in Krishna Leela, or, you know, Lalita Devi is Swarup Damodar, and all Yasoda Mata, Sachi Mata, and all the same people are in both. So if one's natural attraction is specifically for Krishna in Vrindavan, one will go to Vrindavan. One's specific attractions for Mahaprabhu, one will go to Mahaprabhu. And if one has strong attraction to both, one can enter into both pastimes. But this is, you know, this is a, you could say, Gaudiya Vaishnav perspective. And if you analyze, it's true. You know, Krishna is the most complete manifestation of Godhead. And the mellows of relationship with Krishna are the most intimate and ecstatic. But everyone who's reestablished in their constitutional position is satisfied in his or her relationship. If you tell Hanuman, oh, give up Ram, come to me. He won't do it. Hare Krishna.